Houses, mountains, rivers, trees, they're all out there even though no one's there to see them, right? Possibly. But according to George Berkeley, if they are still there when we're not looking, it's not for the reason that most of us think it is. Bishop Berkeley argued for immaterialism, the view that there is no such thing as matter. All that exists in the world are our ideas and perceiving minds. This sounds absurd, but it's a subtler view than Dr. Johnson thought when, learning of Berkeley's position, he kicked a stone and declared, "I refute him thus." Berkeley would have expected Johnson's toe to connect with the stone and to hurt, but his point was that what we call matter is really just actual and possible sensory experience, including the experience of stubbing your toe. There are lots of ways you can experience a stone. See it, smell it, touch it, kick it. But Berkeley didn't think that there was a material object lurking beyond the sensory properties causing them. The stone just was the experience. To be is to be perceived, or, in Latin, esse est percipi. What about that tree falling in a forest with no one to see it or hear it? That's not perceived, so does it exist? Well, Berkeley thought the tree does really fall, and not just because there will probably be insects and birds around perceiving it. A deeply religious man, he thought that God perceives everything. So everything continues to exist when nobody's looking because God always has his eye on it.